Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
For tuning into our show tonight, Transforming Your Life, and happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there, all those special men in your lives out there. I hope you've all had a great day. My day has been a hectic one, as this whole Mercury retrograde has been for me. As some of you may know, I've been having computer issues and phone problems and all kinds of crazy things going on. And I promised to upload a show this past week about energy and was not able to do that because my computer programs went awry. So I wasn't able to do my show, then I wasn't able to upload the show. And sometimes that happens in Mercury retrograde. And being a Virgo with four planets in Virgo, and Virgo is ruled by the planet Mercury, sometimes the Mercury retrogrades can be even more powerful for someone like me with all those planets ruled by Mercury. And then we have Gemini on top of that. We're in the sun sign of Gemini, which we will be coming out of in the next week or so. And, you know, Geminis can be happy 1 minute and sad the next minute. And it's the same sort of with Mercury retrograde. So we're dealing with the retrograde and we're dealing with Gemini at the same time. So it's just like, ah. So we I have good news. We have a new baby in the family this week, Trot Miles, and he was born on the full moon. How exciting is that? So that's a happy thing. And then on the other side, talk about the dichotomy and going from happy to sad. My dad's in the hospital and went in last night. So that's what Gemini is sort of about, and the Mercury retrograde as well. So just take time to breathe. You know, we have to, when these things are all happening and life is happening around us or happening to us, the best thing you can do is just take a moment and breathe. Center yourself. And I want to say hi to you guys in the chat room. So happy that you're here and so happy I'm on too. Thank you guys for being so loyal and for tuning in. I love you so much. You know, this is, you guys are why I do this. And but there is so much going on in my life that I want to share with you all because it is going to affect you and it's going to affect the radio show and the time of the radio show. Again, I know I've just had to change it because of classes. As you know, if you've listened to me in the last month, I'm in a certification course right now with Colette Baron Reed, and that has been a very intensive program, and it was a lot more of a time commitment than I had anticipated. And I'm beginning a new program on June 22nd, next Sunday, at the Rees Thomas Energy Medicine Institute in Massachusetts. So I will be in Massachusetts next Sunday, and I will not be able to be on the air. And then the following Sunday is a tribute to my brother who we lost last year, who many of you know if you listen to the show. So we're having a celebration for my brother's life, and it was this event that we all went to last year with him, and we're going to this event again to celebrate having that time with him there last year. So, but my class schedule is going to get really, really hectic because not only am I in Colette's certification program, but now I'm also, I've also joined the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, which that program is a little less time commitment where it's only 5 weekends a year live and in person where I have to be there, but it's also 11 class video classes where we have to be online to do like Skype or whatever. So I'm not sure of the schedule for that yet, but I do know it's weekends and we start this weekend. So that being said, I'm trying to juggle and fit where I can fit the show in. And it's a little bit of a struggle right now. So I may go to a daytime show. I'm not exactly sure yet how I'm going to fit it all in, but I promise you I will try to fit it in. And, you know, I'm doing all these things to expand my knowledge so I can bring more information to all of you to help you with your journey. So I hope that, you know, you understand that and that it is a challenge right now trying to fit it all in, but I'm doing my best to try to work it all out, and I hope that you guys are all patient about that. So I do thank you. I know I have the most loyal listeners and the best fans on the planet. I love you all so much. So right now, let's just talk about, I have a whole bunch of callers on the line, so I don't want to spend too much time on astrology tonight because the switchboard is on fire. So, but I do want to, you know, really point out what these next couple of weeks with Mercury in retrograde is really calling for us to do right now. And what's happening is we actually have four planets in retrograde right now, Mercury, and then we have three other planets as well. And this is a call for each and every one of you to awaken, to be conscious in your life, in everything that you do, particularly around relationships, because this whole energy that we've moved into this year is all about community and relationships. Last year was all about the self. this year is all about building relationships and building community. And it's important that you do it consciously, because we can't escape any longer and stay asleep. We have to make conscious decisions. And if you choose to stay asleep and aren't making decisions consciously, then decisions are going to be made for you. And trust me, I've been in that spot before where I have let the universe make decisions for me. And in the end, I've learned it's so much better to make the decisions myself. Saturn right now is teaching us how to trust in your partnership and your relationship. And trust is you have to build a relationship, and relationships that survive are the relationships that are built on trust and the relationships that are built on solid communication. So it's important that you listen in your relationship, because listening is a big part of the relationship, obviously. And when so many of us listen, we hear, but we don't listen to the other person. And one way that you can do that is actually mirror back what they have said to you and say, I just want to be clear that is this, you know, what you're saying, okay? So that's a good way that you can mirror back, because, again, we often hear what the other person's saying. We hear, but we don't actually listen to what's being said. That's very, very important. So ask yourself, going back to the beginning of the year, back to the new year, where many people are thinking about New Year's resolutions and what you want to see happen in this new year. What were you thinking about then, and what was going on in your life? Did you have a new relationship that was happening then? Because if you did, then that relationship most likely has gone through many changes in the last 6 months. Also, what you were thinking about then back at the beginning of the year is coming back into light now, into fruition. So think about what it is that you were thinking about bringing into your life this year, because now that's being highlighted again. So oh my God, the switchboard is lit up like a wildfire. So I'm going to switch over to the switchboard now and take the first caller. And the first caller is area code 207, last four digits, 4503.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Cynthia. You're on the air.
It's Rolina. How are you?
Hi, Rolina. Well, thanks. How are you tonight?
I am fine.
Good. What can I do for you tonight?
Okay. Well, it's interesting you were talking about relationships. I have a few things that are new coming up. My sister is coming to stay with me for a while, and I just got a new job for the summer. I drive school bus in the winter, and so just a lot of new things going on, and was wondering if you get any insight in any of it. I'm thinking positive in it all, going well.
Right, okay. It looks like that there's been some distance between you and the sister. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so I can understand your apprehension, because, you know, I see that there is a split between the two of you, and that could be sometimes it's a location separation, and, you know, sometimes it's just the way that life goes, and relationships can, you know, tend to ebb and flow. So that being said, I see that there was a separation in the relationship, and you're not quite sure that you're ready to step back into this relationship with both feet, is what my guides are saying. So I'm feeling some trepidation or hesitation on your part, but it seems like that, you know, you have reason to feel that way. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. I mean, my door is open to her. She's going through a hard time right now, and my door is open to her.
Right. And, you know, that being said, I feel like, you know, you are protecting your heart, you know, which is okay. You know, I would say feel the situation out. And at some point, it would be nice if the two of you can have a heart-to-heart open dialogue.
Well, we've been talking on the phone a lot. She's coming from Georgia. You know, we've been talking on the phone a lot.
Right.
And she had said something to me, and I told her, I said, you know, her coming here, I'm excited that she's coming, and that's how I'm looking at her, at it.
Right.
And I told her, I said, I go, if you're expecting things to not go well, I said, that's what you're going to manifest. I said, if you expect things to go well, then they'll go well. I said, I'm expecting them to go well.
Okay. So maybe what I'm feeling, the trepidation and the hesitation is on her end, because I definitely feel like it's there between the two of you. And again, you can just put forward what you expect and go from there. But in every relationship, you know that there are two sides to the relationship, and the other person is only you're responsible for your part, they're responsible for their part, and you can't control their part.
Absolutely.
And who has the two sons?
My daughter has two sons.
Okay, because I'm seeing the two sons. I want to talk about the two sons. And are you not seeing the children often? Or as often as you'd like?
Right, not as often as I, yeah.
Okay, because my guides are saying the two sons and that you're not seeing them as often as you'd like. Let me just see if they're going to give me any window with that, if that's going to change. Are they coming for a visit, or are they thinking about coming? No, I don't see them coming over the summer.
Well, they should. We don't live that far from each other.
Okay. But I mean, like, you know, to come and stay.
I'm going to be busy a lot this summer. I'm going to be hopefully working for VIP. It's a driving bus. I drive school bus in the winter. And so that could be what that is.
Right. Okay. Because I'm seeing that it seems like that you're not going to, what my guides are saying is, you know, don't worry. It seems like that they're not going to be, like, over for some visit, and that it seems like that that's on your mind because they're bringing that up. So it must be something that you've been thinking about or concerned about, okay? You know, they know that you have to do what you have to, you know, you just have to explain to them, you know, that you have to work and that kind of thing, and have them whenever you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have six grandchildren. I have six grandchildren. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But it seems like that these two boys, are you closer with the two boys?
I don't know. I think I'm close to all my grandchildren. Noah and Lucas. I don't know. I just feel like I'm close to all of them. But it's important that I see all of them.
Right. And it could be, again, that these two are closer in proximity, you know, because sometimes it comes through that way as well. You know, location. It could be that just their location is closer. And so they want to distinguish, you know, with these two boys. And it could be that maybe the boys are concerned. So, you know, if there's any concern, just let them know, if they're not seeing you as much, that, you know, you'll see them as much as you can. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the job looks clear. It looks okay. It doesn't feel like it's your life purpose, however.
No.
But it pays the bills. Okay.
Right. And I'm hoping it's going to allow me to save the money for the equipment for my business. These jobs that I have are just, I'm going to work them, but I want to run my own business as well. And I'm going to try to get that up and running by September, hopefully.
Right. And it looks like that is online. Okay. So it looks like that, you know, there will be some money coming in. It's not like a regularly scheduled week, though, is what they're showing me. Is that correct? It's sort of like as the job comes up?
Right. That's what it seems like, yeah.
Okay.
I'm hoping I get enough hours. I mean, you know, I get to make a living, still pay my bills.
Right. Well, they're just showing me it's not like 9 to 5 or whatever, you know. It's a varied schedule is what they're saying.
Right.
So it looks like you know, it looks like you'll be okay. You're not, you know, you're not going to make millions, you know, doing it. But, you know, what they're saying is the money is going to come. It's just not going to be a steady flow all the time. Sometimes it's going to come a little faster than others is what they're saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, some weeks you'll have a bigger paycheck than you will another week.
Right.
Okay. Or some weeks you may have more tips than you have another week. Okay. So, because it's just not, it's not one steady flow where it's all the same every week. So it's going to vary week to week. And, you know, it could be anywhere from $50 to whatever. It's just know that it's not going to be steady every week. And some weeks are going to be more than others. But it looks like the business is online, on track, on schedule for you to get that going. Let's see. I'm looking at September. Maybe October. Looks like more maybe by October. You know, it looks like September is still a little bit iffy, but it looks like by October you'll really have. Are you clear about what you want, where you want to go with this business, what you want to do with it?
I'm very clear. It's going to be Rolina's Holistic Pet Center. Yeah, I'm going to be doing pet Reiki and I'm going to do the do-it-yourself bath. I've got a lot of different ideas, but I'm going to have to start small and build my way up.
Okay, because that's what they want you to know, is that you need to be clear about where you're starting, okay?
Right.
Because you have a lot of ideas, but the clarity of where say cubby space that you're starting in is going to be, what does that picture look like? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do,
I've had to revamp.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm pretty clear on it now.
Right. Okay. Good. Cause they say once you're clear, they want you to be really finite and clear about exactly what you're offering. They don't want you to start out too broad and be all over the place. They want you to have a clear, concise message, a clear, concise offering, and then things will open up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then, just enjoy the summer. It does look like you're going to be working and that, you know, you're going to be away from the home. So your sister's sort of going to be left on her own a bit. And, you know, just like you said, look at it with positive eyes and hopefully your sister will too. And then, you know, it'll all work out smoothly. But, you know, every relationship has bumps, whether it's a partnership or family relationships.
Right.
You know, and that's why I said, just keep open communication from the heart.
I understand. Okay? I thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I hope that helps. And really, you know, like I said, find out, get clear about what it is that you're going to offer when you open, and then you can change things up and expand from there.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but it looks like it's all online.
Well, thank you so much for all your wonderful clarity. That helps a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Oh, clarity can be so helpful for each and every one of us. I myself, it's very difficult to channel your own messages or figure out your own stuff sometimes. And I myself have coaches who I work with regularly. I almost always have a coach and have for years and years now. Somebody who doesn't have an emotional involvement in your life or in your picture can more easily look at things from a different perspective. And when you do what I do for work, I can look at things from a very different perspective because I'm able to tap into the universal records and, you know, get an idea of, get the bigger picture of what is going on. Now, that being said, it's much more difficult to do that for myself. Just, and that goes for all of us who are in this field. And sometimes we need to reach out to other people to get clarity. So thank you so much for calling in. And it was it's always a pleasure to help anyone that I can. And there's so many callers on the line. I'm gonna try to get to you all. I guess we're not getting too much of a show done tonight, which is great that I didn't pick a topic tonight. And I guess this is why, because there's so many callers tonight. All right, so this is a Skype call. I'm going to put you live now. Hi, this is Cynthia. You're on the air.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, who's this, please?
Yvette.
Yvette?
Yes.
Hi, Yvette. Thanks for calling in. How are you tonight?
Thanks.
Or today.
I'm
maybe you're
good.
On the West Coast.
Middle of the day, let's say that.
Middle of the day. Okay, very
yeah.
good. I forget, you know, with the time zones, I think, oh, it's dark out here. It's dark everywhere.
Right.
What can I do for you today, Yvette?
Can I ask any question?
You can ask any question.
Okay. I would like to ask about the divine mate.
Okay.
In general, what the energy looks like around that?
It looks like you've been holding this space or holding on to the energy for quite some time, and it feels like you're just sort of waiting. And my it's funny, I've got my dowsing rod here, which sometimes I'll have when I'm on the air because it helps me to stay focused into the other world and not, you know, pay attention to the physical world. But anyway, it was interesting as soon as I said that it seems like you've been sort of in that energy of waiting, you know, in that divine space, waiting for it to happen, my dowsing rod actually got stuck.
Okay.
So let me ask you, how long have you been in this space of waiting for your divine mate to arrive?
Kind of a weird question because I would say part of it's not really waiting. Part of it's more allowing it to unfold and happen.
Right.
I mean, because so versus, you know, for a while, I'm not desperate, but I'm like enthusiastically patient and, you know, allowing the right one into my life.
Okay. I like that. Enthusiastically patient. That's great. because, you know, that has a much higher vibration to it than someone who is just waiting for that right person to show up.
Right. Right.
So, but it looks like that you have an active life. It looks like that you have a lot of interest and variety of things that you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is a good thing. So keep focused on the things that you love and create as much love in your life that now is in your life, even if it's love, go outside and loving nature. Because
mm-hmm.
the more you can love in the present, the faster that space is going to open up for that divine relationship to come. And is there somebody named Tom around you? Do you know someone named Tom?
No, his name. There's someone in my life. His name is not Tom, but
okay.
But it's without giving too much away. I mean, he works out at my gym.
Okay.
And I know there's a connection. I wanted to know what. I mean, neither of us have spoken. Where there's that idiosyncrasies
right.
that go on between two people.
Right.
And actually, this week, I actually ran into him, but I think he was so freaked out.
Okay,
you know?
Well, this is what I'm going to say with that, is I'm getting clearly the name Tom or Thomas, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not to discourage you from, you know, checking this guy out, seeing where that goes or whatever, because very often, these little relationships that we have bring us lessons or bring us the capacity to love more so the next person can come in.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy wherever this goes with the fellow at your gym, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to just say he's not the right one, but,
right.
you know, because every relationship that we have can lead us into our bigger self of our own
mm-hmm.
self. Because it brings us into a bigger understanding of who we are. Okay. But it looks like the initials I'm seeing are Tom P. And the last name looks like it's a unique name, like Palladino. It sounds like something like Palladino, which I don't know where that comes from, but anyway, you know, it's just what my guides are bringing. So with that in mind, don't wait, hold out for that name, that person. You know, I'll give you a funny story that happened to me in 2010. I had a reading with one of my colleagues, and you know, she says, I see this David. And I said, oh my God, never, not another David in my life. No, never, never. And I had forgotten about the reading, and she gave me the initials, because mm-hmm. I was so adamant about that I would never date another David again. And so she gave me the initials, and I had come across the recording a couple of months ago, and I had to laugh because she gave me the initials, gave me the description, gave me about his kids, and I've been dating the guy for a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I had forgotten all about it. That was, you know, 4 years ago. The point is, don't spend your life waiting. Enjoy whatever time that you have, okay? But again, it looks like Tom is. I'm getting again Tom, and let's just see if we can get a timeline on this. Do you know what in numerology what year you're in by any chance?
Yes, I'm in a two.
Okay, you're in a two, which is great for partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were in a 1 year, then you'd be less likely to, right.
Yeah.
And right. And you know, it's more about individual, you know, that year is more about doing individual work than it is about partnership. But this year for you mm-hmm. is about going into partnership. And when's your birthday?
It just happened May.
Okay. So you're just at the beginning of your 2 year.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because the reason why I'm asking is because as I'm looking through the year, I'm not seeing anything this year, but I am seeing something going into next year.
Okay.
So it's looking like February, March, April, and they're showing me flowers blooming. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Have a good night. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. With what I do with my intuitive work, there are so many other things out there that can help us to sort of figure out where our life is. And numerology is one of those tools. For example, I am in, let me think, what year am I in this year? I'm in a one year this year. Last year I was in a 9 year, and I had retired and all these other things that were going on in my life. And nine's all about finishing things up, and ones are all about new beginnings. And and oftentimes when you're in a 1 year, you may like start a new business or get a new, have a new career, a new job, that kind of thing. And when you're in a 9 year, sometimes that can mean divorce, or it can mean relationships changing or coming to an end. Not always. But often it can be. And if you're in a 2 year, that's a great time for partnership and relationships to come in. So, my goodness, I don't know where we left off here. all right, I'm going to another Skype call. And I'm not sure if this is the same girl I just spoke with or if this is another call, because one Skype call dropped. So I'm going to pick this up and see what happens. Hi, this is Cynthia.
Hi.
On the air. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Good. Sorry, I didn't get your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Sharon.
Sharon. Hi, Sharon. How are you tonight?
First time calling in. Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Happy Sunday.
Hey. Happy Sunday. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And what can I do for you tonight, Sharon?
Well, I want to see if you see me reaching my goal soon.
Is this a weight goal?
No.
Okay.
No, don't have that problem. Although I have put on weight. No, this is nothing major. That's so funny.
Okay. Well, it
wow,
could,
no one's ever asked me that before.
Well, it could, because I'm seeing weight. So it could be weight as a physical weight, or it could be weight as this is a weighted issue. In other words, it has a lot of responsibility with it, or a lot of weight to the goal. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. I've been waiting, yes.
Okay. Okay. Because
that's so cute.
Well, you know, it's funny because my guides give me these symbols. It's like, okay, so what are you trying to give me? Okay, you're giving me weight.
That's
so
okay.
Where are we
that's
going
so
with
cute.
This? You know, it is. They're fun. They are funny. And then it's like, okay, they're like, give it to me. Now you figure it out, they say.
That's
okay.
Funny.
It is funny. They really, my guides can be very comical, which is it's fun. It keeps things, you know, interesting. Okay, so you're with your goal, and it looks like it looks like this has been in the works for quite some time. This was a long-term goal, a long-term project, is what they're saying.
Well, yeah, it's been a few months, but it wasn't really a project. It wasn't something I planned.
Okay. Okay. Has this already shifted? In other words, has it changed from what it started out to be to what it is
not
now?
Yet.
Okay,
not
cause
yet.
It looks like whatever this is that you're looking to reach here, the goal, it looks like there's going to be a shift in the outcome or in the final project. And I say project, it could be, you know, when my guides say project, it could be anything from, you know, work or setting up a business or whatever.
Right.
So it could be, you know, you could be doing a home project or whatever, but they're not giving me a specific, they're just giving me the word project. And they're showing me that there looks like there will be a shift in the goal or in the project, and it will possibly turn direction, or it will show you something new that you haven't seen yet. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because it's like,
yeah,
what they're,
it does.
Because what they're showing me now is like, if you had a stone that was just a stone and didn't have any picture on it, what they're showing me is they're flipping the stone over, and on the other side there's a new picture.
Okay.
So they're gonna. So this is what they're gonna give you a gift with this is what they're showing me. Okay. So don't leave any stone unturned, because they speak in metaphor with all these little pictures that they give me. So what they're saying, don't leave any stone unturned. So unturn the stone, and you will find a gift by turning over the stones. Does that make sense?
It does. You're pretty accurate. That's why I didn't want to see if you pick it up. I'm looking for employment.
Okay. All right. Because like I said, sometimes they'll say, oh, she's looking for a job. Other times they'll just give me, you know, they're just saying a project.
Right.
Because it doesn't feel to me like this is just a job that you're looking for. You're looking for something of real substance. You're looking for something that moves you and motivates your heart and your soul.
Well, I've always had a career. Do you feel it coming soon?
Sooner rather than later. June, July. Looking like September and October look very good. Okay. Some shiftings in August where you could, you know, see some new job listings or whatever. But again, they want you to make sure that you don't leave any stone unturned. So look under all the stones, and under one of them, you're going to find that gem. You're going to find that picture. Okay.
That makes sense. Go on.
Okay. So it doesn't look like anything in June, although it looks like in June there was some possibility or hope for something in June.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like that door may be closed or closing.
Okay.
But you open up to brand new possibilities the end of August going into September. In October, it looks like, you know, your channel's wide open.
are my finances going to be okay till then? I've been good so far. And that's what I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have to really watch your budget.
Okay.
Now, have you had unemployment extension?
Yeah,
okay.
Part-time.
Right. You know, what they're saying to me is that you make sense with money, you know.
I know.
Right. So, you know, you can make it work. You can rub two nickels together and make a dime, so to say. So you can make it work. And, you know, you just have to still stay sensible about it, okay? And, but I don't see that you have a problem watching your spending, because what they're showing me is it looks like you do track your spending already.
I do. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Virgo like you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go. Well, how's this Mercury retrograde been treating you?
I know. But
it's
the bottom line is, will I be in a job by October? How's that?
Oh, interesting, because I just asked if you would be in a job by October, and I got a yes, and then I asked if the money would be flowing, and the money's flowing, but it's not pouring in.
Okay.
So it's a slow flow, but it looks like you'll have money coming in. It's just that it'll be a slow flow, but it looks like it'll be steady, though, not unlike one of the earlier callers where her money isn't going to be steady. It's going to, you know, waver week to week. It looks like yours will be more steady, but it'll be a slow flow.
Yeah, because I have to get back on track.
Right.
What I mean? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you can do it. You're very organized. You're really good at keeping your books. You can do it.
Yeah. So this job I'm not going to get that I interviewed this month. You were right. I interviewed for something. Oh, well, it wasn't meant for me. That's the way you have to look at it. I have a new perspective.
Everything that is meant for you will not go past you. Always remember that.
I know.
Okay. And even if they were to come back and offer you the job, I don't see that you would stay there long.
I gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. Yep.
It won't make your heart sing.
I understand. I'll turn the stone.
Keep turning the stone. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It was really great talking with you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, God. Have a nice evening, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my guides can be so funny. They give me all these little pictures, and then I have to try to figure out – well, I don't have to try to figure out. I have to figure out what the pictures are that they're giving me, what they mean. And so for weight, for example, they just brought these weights, like barbell weights, and put them down in front of me. And I said, oh, weight. Okay. So that could be weight as in body weight, or it could be weight of something weighted or heavy. Could also represent an emotional weight or a worry emotionally. So it's really kind of detective work doing this, and it's so much fun. I love being a detective. Okay. So we're going to go to the next caller. My God, the switchboard is totally lit up. I'm going to try to get to all your calls tonight. I hope I do. We only have 15 minutes left. So the next call is 910 and the last four digits, 5021. Hi, you're on
the air. Hi there. It's Kathy. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Kathy. Thank you so much for calling in. Where are you calling from tonight?
North Carolina.
Oh, very good. Have we spoken before?
No, we have not.
Okay. Well, you were just so friendly. I thought, maybe I've spoken with Kathy before.
No, we haven't spoken before.
it's that southern charm.
Yeah, the southern draw. And I'm originally from the north, so go figure. It only took 10 years to get the southern draw.
Oh, isn't that something? That's really something. You know, it's interesting because so many people often comment, for my accent, they say, well, you don't have a New England accent, a Boston area accent. And I say, well, I don't know why. but when I travel, I can be in a location for just a couple of days and I pick up the accent. So I think, I think I've just accumulated little pieces of this and that. And so so I don't have the typical New England accent, Bostonish accent. Anyway, what can I do for you tonight, Kathy?
Well, I was wondering, there's just a lot going on in my life with my daughters, my husband, my mother, and so my main question is, are you getting any messages from maybe deceased ones or angels that would help me right now?
Okay, well, I have a dog here with me who, before you even asked the question, the dog was by my side, and it looks like this was a, I'm just going to see if it was a childhood pet. No, says it wasn't a childhood pet, but this is a dog that's been lost. And anyway, so this little dog, it's a smaller dog. It looks like maybe black and white. I'm not sure. Usually they come pretty clear with their colors, but this guy for some reason isn't. But it's a smaller dog, looks like a little bit longer haired, and wants you to know that this you always have companionship with you. Are you feeling like you're in need of companionship now?
No, not really.
Okay. I'm just curious because, you know, sometimes, and our animal friends, even from when we're kids, a lot of times they'll come back and they'll stay with us anyway. And most of us don't even realize it. But anyway, this little dog has come to say hello. And no particular message, just so you know that they're with you all the time. Oh, interesting. This little dog now is sprouting angel wings.
It's really?
Very, yes, and this is the first time I've ever seen this. This is very interesting because angels often don't show their wings. Very oftentimes they'll come and, glistening sort of, sparkly presence.
Right.
Or something that kind of whisked by or no wings. But this little creature has just sprouted wings. And we have guides that are human and animal guides as well. So this little one is saying that, this is an angel for you, okay? Even though it's in dog form, angel is always looking out for you. And he wants you to watch where you're walking. Okay? So be mindful, when you're walking, pay attention that, you don't get tripped up in a crack on the road or, something like that. Okay?
All right.
So he wants you to be mindful when you're walking. Okay. Let's see if he's got anything else for you. Okay, nothing else for that. Okay, so now, is there something specific that you want to focus on? A specific area?
Just my general health. My general health, because I've been, and normally I'm a very healthy person, but the last couple weeks it's been very stressful, and, I'm not feeling well. And I know it's because of the stress,
because I just
had my regular checkups. I know everything's okay.
Right.
It's just mind. I guess it's my mind.
Right. Okay. I'm just going to do a quick body scan here. Are you having tightness in the chest or some kind of congestion in the chest or the throat area?
No.
Okay. Who was the smoker then? Because I have somebody here that is. Tightness.
Well,
my husband
and I both smoke. I've been smoking for 3 years.
You've been
I don't have any tightness in my chest or anything, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you're speaking about the smoking, my throat is getting more clogged up as we speak, and my chest is getting tighter and tighter. So what this indicates to me is that, and you said you've been smoking for 3 years?
Yes.
Okay, because what this is indicating to me is that could lead to health problems for you, because now that I'm speaking about it, it is lessening, it's going away. Okay, so that may be something that you really want to think about, because if it continues, then you will, it looks like you will have problems with the throat. You will have problems with the upper chest area. And, you know, it could even be esophageal cancer, that kind of thing, even though it's only been 3 years. It's one of those things where we never know when things are going to hit and things are going to happen. But what my guides are saying is, you know, they're very strongly emphasizing that it would be your, in your best interest to replace that with a more positive behavior.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense. All right. Makes sense.
Because right now it looks okay, but again, if it continues, then you will have problems. It could, and it's all along the left side of your throat. Okay.
Left side.
Mhm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and that could be, it could be thyroid. It could be a number of things. But you don't want
right.
it to go that, you would rather not it go that way, go that far, you know. So if you can nip it in the bud now, of course, that's the best thing to do. Now, they're saying that you don't, do you meditate at all? They're saying no.
Well, I have tried off and on over the years, but in the last year, no.
Okay, because my guides are saying no. That can really help be helpful with stress. And many of us think that, you know, we have to sit on a mat for whatever, half an hour, an hour to meditate. And it's not really so, you know. Of course, the
right.
more positive concentration that you have, the better. But you can have the best meditation at a red light in 30 seconds. You know.
I agree.
Yeah.
Holding on to a tree for 30 seconds. Yes.
Right. Now, do you do any deep breathing techniques, any mindful breathing? They're saying no.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, because my guys are saying no. All right, so one thing for you that would be really helpful is if you start just doing some mindful breathing, and you can do it in as, okay, so you can just say to yourself when something is raising your stress level, you can just say, okay, I'm now noticing my body, and I am breathing in through my nose, and I am breathing out through my mouth. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm breathing in through
okay.
my nose and out through my mouth. And if you can just do that cycle three times, that immediately brings your blood pressure down, and it helps you to become centered out of that mind that is racing all the time, so you can have
right.
a minute of clarity where you can
right.
regain your footing. Okay? So I'd like you
okay.
to start, I'd like you to think about starting there, and then expand your practice. Okay.
All right.
So, and when I all say right. expand your practice, it can be when you're, you know, doing folding laundry. Okay.
Right.
You can mind, even
okay.
if you just mindfully fold the laundry, because if you're focusing on something other than the stress that's in your life, the mind can only do one thing at a time. So if you are focusing on the breath, if you are focusing on doing the dishes, if you are focusing on reading the book, then that gives your mind a vacation.
Okay.
So give your mind mini vacations as many times as you can during the day.
All right,
okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, and then there are so many great meditations out there. I can't, for me to do a silent meditation, I can do them occasionally. But
right.
for me, I'm more successful, and I prefer to do guided meditations. So I'll just pop in, you know, a meditation on my iTunes, and it can be 10 minutes, sometimes even less. There are lots of great meditations out there. Denise Lynn, Colette Baron-Reed. Even if you go back and listen to some of my previous radio shows, I do, you know, these little quick meditations.
Right.
But that's where I would start, and that will really help bring your stress level down, and then that's also going to help you to be able to let go of the cigarettes.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense. Thank you
all
so
right.
much. I appreciate
you're so
you
welcome.
Calling.
Oh,
all right,
my,
take care.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. You do as well.
All right. Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. Oh, you know, and that it's such a great thing for all of us to remember and to think about is that we do have, our lives are stressful. We all have stuff that goes on in our lives every day. And, you know, of course, it's not always big cataclysmic things that are happening, but it's the small things that can really get us, that, you know, really eat away at us and really upset our mind and our thinking. So, all right, let's see. Oh, my gosh, I'm not going to be able to get to all the callers tonight. We only have 4 minutes left. I am going to go to 631, last four digits, 3774. Have your question concise so we can try to get through the question and get to the other callers. Hi, this is Cynthia. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. I just wanted to know when you see a boyfriend or companion or someone coming into my life.
Okay. What's your name?
Suzanne.
Okay. And what part of the country are you located?
Long Island.
Okay. It looks like you've had two or three that have sort of come and gone. And is there one in particular that you still kind of think about a lot?
I do. We've known each other for a long time, but I don't think he wants the steady boyfriend-girlfriend thing. I don't think he's going to change, so it's time to move on.
You're absolutely right. There is no change there. You know, I see that you think about him a lot. You really care about this guy very much and deeply. But you're absolutely right. Follow your gut. It doesn't look like he is going to change. So in the meantime, I'd like to see you get out to where the boys are, okay? Because it looks like, you work, go home. What do you do for social activities?
No, I go out, except we went on a Saturday night, and it was all couples. And then my friend likes to go on a Friday night to this one place, but there's really not too many people I'd be interested in, so I have to go to different places.
Right.
I'm ready to just go out alone pretty soon.
Right, and see, that's what I'm saying. I want you to go, because my guys are saying they want you to go where the boys are, okay? So go to the ball game, you know, that kind of thing, all right? So find where the boys are. And, you know, of course, something that you're semi-interested in as well. If you hate baseball, then obviously don't go to baseball because they're going to love baseball if they're there.
Well, do you see someone coming in? Or?
You're going to have to stretch to go where the boys are and get out of your comfort zone. And then that is going to open the alley. It's going to open the gate for the connection to be made. But you have to reach out to go outside that gate, okay, because they're showing right now it looks like it's limited. It's like a horse behind the starting gate, okay? It's like you're ready to go. You're ready to go, but the gate is closed, okay? So go outside of your comfort zone and start finding some new things, some new activities, and that's where you're going to find the man.
Okay. And real quick, do you see me getting a job? I need a job, too. I'm working part-time, but then end soon. And
it looks like there'll be another part-time job coming because they're saying there'll be two. So it could be one comes and then a second one comes right after that. But it looks like you'll have work. There might be a short gap in between, but it doesn't look like it'll be a long gap.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Maybe even just a couple of weeks. It doesn't look like it'll be a big long
drive. Does it look like companion care or bus matron job?
They're not saying, but just know that, you know, there won't be a long stretch in between not having work, okay? And it looks like there'll be one and then two. So it looks like there'll be two job offers. And we're out of time.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Have a
great night. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. I'm so sorry I was not able to get to all your calls tonight. The switchboard was on fire. So I will be back on the air, and if I was not able to get to your call tonight, please call back in again. I love talking to you guys. You're so much fun, and it's my pleasure to be able to help you. Have a great night. I love you all.
There be light in my life. to eternity. Let me cast aside darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my